Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hanging out at Twin Peaks, guys. Buckhead location. Come on out and join us. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. We have a lot to get to between now and 6, including more on the Braves, who take on the Giants tonight at 10:15. We had a great discussion earlier in the show about where this is going, and we took some of your thoughts from posts that you put up in regards to what Mike and I said yesterday. Right. And one of the gentlemen, I think his name was Gary, was talking about Ronald Acuna being part of the problem. We're going to get back into that.
You mean the guy who's got a 1-plus OPS, is batting 333?
Silly.
Has hit a bunch of home runs and RBIs. So that guy's the problem?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't hear it, we got to read this to you because I think it's interesting. But this is where we're at. Braves country's losing their minds, Mike. That's not the issue.
Real quick, I know we got to talk dogs and we're talking about the changes at Georgia Tech.
You take your time.
It's just, I don't understand this Acuna pushback. You know, I mean, if Freddie was still here, would they have found a balance between the swag and bottom line is he puts the numbers up. Guy was an MVP. Yes, he's had some injuries. Look, if I was the Braves, my only beef with Acuna was that I said no friggin' winter ball. I would have made that clear 3 years ago. You can't do any extracurricular baseball.
Yeah, plan too much.
You know? But that's my only beef. The guy loves the game. You know, the swag and the attitude, we've seen it. Now, yes, I get it. If you don't like Little League kids.
Wait. Let's just say it. Are you saying that some of this stuff?
It's racist.
Okay.
It's racist.
Say it.
I was last hour, I was being a wise ass, and I said, some of the good old boys don't like the Caribbean players. Some of it is tinged with racism. You don't like the Latin player with some swag. You're blaming him for everybody from the guys at Georgia to Little League kids flipping their bat 20 feet in the air on a single. You know, I mean, look, that's the way baseball is these days, okay? There's a lot of players with attitude and energy from all over the globe, from Japan, from the Caribbean, you know, from right here in our backyard. But I've never understood that pushback on Acuna. Guy does his job. Yes, there was a time in his career, like a lot of players, they came up, they were immature, a little bit of growing up to do. And I think Trey, we've talked about Trey. I think the maturity is showing Ronald. I think a byproduct of that is him trying to make a better effort to communicate with folks in English, things like that. But if you're looking for leadership, I would love Ronald to embrace that. Now, there's a valid criticism. Ronald, you are the best player on this team. Can you communicate in some degree? Austin Riley should have been that guy in Acuna's absence. And I don't think Austin's comfortable with that role. I don't know who is. See, we're in the same problem the Braves were in the 90s and early 2000s. The only guys with balls are the pitchers.
Yeah.
Other than when Chipper arrived. You know, the guys who really set the tone were John Smoltz and Maddox and Glavine.
Yeah.
But those guys didn't play every day.
No, and even Chipper would tell you that he still had to earn that.
Right. And it wasn't given to him.
He didn't come in and automatically had a voice in the clubhouse. He came in and produced. And as you're producing and people start to realize, this dude's the best third baseman in baseball. This guy's a perennial all-star. This guy's got Hall of Fame potential credentials. Then, Mike, as that has happened, and it's happened with Acuna, to your point. We now know what he is. If you had any doubts, I never did. In 18, I said, this guy's going to be unbelievable, and he's turned out to be that. But once you get those credentials, then you have, I think, an obligation right, that you should approach this in a different way. But it's not for everybody. More on this coming up, because that stemmed from a comment from one of our listeners talking about.
Okay, it's just one listener.
Yeah. But there are other people out there who feel this way.
We've been hearing this stuff the last 6 years, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, there are other people out there. I don't think it's one guy. I think there are people who go to the ballpark, and they see Acuña hit a home run, and they go, why don't he do more? And you're right. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Well, he needs to be doing more. So that's just the pressure, I think, that comes with this perception that he is, in fact, your best player. There is no perception. He is. All right, we got to talk some dogs. Former Alabama quarterback.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
I know. Greg McElroy said this about the Georgia defense when talking about who he thinks the best defenses in college football are going to be for this upcoming season. Listen to
at number four, I'm going with the Georgia Bulldogs. And this might be a little controversial because they were not quite the same last year as they were in years past. There were moments for Georgia's defense last year where you're like, goodness gracious alive. I think about that first Texas game and just how crazy it was and how dominant they were and how aggressive they were. But then there were also moments like the first half against Alabama where it's like, what the heck just happened? So this was a group that was a little bit up and down last year, but I do think their low points, that floor should be quite a bit higher last year, partly because I just trust Kirby Smart. I think he's one of the best defensive minds in the entire country. I think he creates a culture of physicality and toughness that a lot of people don't want to play against, and it's hard to play against this group collectively.
They are replacing three first-round draft picks, including one guy that we got in Jalen, right? But, Mike, that is Greg McElroy talking about the Dogs, in his opinion, having the fourth best defense in college football. If you're wondering who's better, Penn State, Ohio State, Texas. He's talking about defense. He feels like these teams will have better defenses than the Dogs this upcoming fall. Notre Dame is number five. Georgia is four. Do you think that this defense is going to live up to the expectation? Because here's the deal. We can talk about national championship all we want. We can talk about the quarterback.
Right.
If you don't have those big dudes up front creating havoc like Jordan Davis did, Mike, and Jalen Carter, this defense isn't going to be as good. So I don't know yet if I'm willing to go there with Greg McElroy. I think they're talented, but they're talented every year.
Well, I mean, do you believe in Gabe Harris? You know, we talk about Jordan Hall. I mean, these are the guys. You know, we've kind of had this run of top picks in the first five or six in the NFL draft from the middle of Georgia's defense. Jalen Carter, you know, you take it back. Trayvon Walker, you had all these guys, and then we kind of fell off. You know, Bear Alexander, we thought was going to be the next guy that he totally flaked out.
Bum.
Went to USC, and then he's in the where is he now category. I think he's playing at some community college.
Utah. I don't know where Bear Alexander is.
But, I mean, you got Christian Miller, Jordan Hale, Harris, Johnson McLeod, the depth chart. To me, the core of that D-line sets the tone. And I think the secondary is pretty strong. Everyone's kind of talked about that. K.J. Bolden, I mentioned Christian Miller. C.J. Allen, what they call the money back, you know, in their version of their defense. These are guys that are hopefully, if they do well, they'll be that next top 10 picks in the NFL.
Greg, in that sense.
But McElroy likes him.
No, he does. And look, I like him too. And I think when you're talking about if the Georgia Bulldogs have a top five defense, then we're talking about them being deep in the college football playoff again, okay? I like him too. But he talked about, you know, trusting Kirby, which if you don't, I don't understand what you're watching. But two, he talked about the physicality aspect. You can have a physical defense. I think this Georgia defense was physical last year, but they lack playmakers. They lack the difference makers.
If they shut down Notre Dame, the problem in that game wasn't your defense. It was your special teams call and your play calling.
So I just feel like this is an interesting thought process by Greg McElroy to say, hey, they got one of the best defenses, and they're going to be really good again, and I think they're going to be better than they were last year. Everybody's talking about the quarterback. I'm more worried about this. I'll just be honest with you. We can talk about what we think the quarterback's going to do and all this stuff, Mike. I'm more worried because a defense we know can keep you in games. They can make a game. They can win a game or two for you. And all of that pressure that's on the quarterback gets taken off if your defense is stout. That's why everybody's not willing to give Stetson Bennett his due, because they want to say, oh, well, he played with the best defense. He did. But he also made plays. But that defense allowed Stetson Bennett and company to just kind of take a deep breath, man. They knew they didn't have to go out and score every time out.
Well, every time Carson Beck gave the ball up against Alabama or Texas, the defense went right back and got the ball back. And much, you know, some guys have graduated, but you know, KJ Bolden is kind of like their Jesse Bates.
Bolden's great.
You know, I mean, but that's kind of what he does.
Buford, stand up.
But I will say this: I'm surprised you're Greg McElroy. I think they're top five. I thought the defense would be a strong suit for Georgia. I'll say it again. My concern is this offensive line. I mean, this offensive line, you couldn't move Notre Dame, and those guys are now gone, most of them,
yep,
to the NFL. Everyone wants to talk about, how is Gunnar Stockton going to do anything if he's a greasy spot on the 50-yard line? So, better run game. You upgraded through the transfer portal at wide receiver, but how does the quarterback get the ball to all those playmakers if this offensive line can't do the job? That's my number one and my number two beefs. It's going to be offensive line and then the quarterback for Georgia. I think the defense is okay, but that's good to hear Greg McElroy say he thinks the defense is the strong suit.
Well, and mine is defensive line because, look, Christian Watts or Christian Miller, should I say, the defensive tackle, everybody's talking about him like he is Jordan Davis. He got to show me that. I can't anoint you that right now. You got to show me that you can hold off two, three guys and just take up that space in the middle, and then when you need, get push. If he is as good as that, as good as Jordan was, Jordan Davis, then, Mike, they've got something. I am concerned about them up front because they got pushed around against Ole Miss. Teams that you didn't expect them to get pushed around against. They got pushed around against Texas or Kentucky last year.
Yes, they did. Barely won that game.
So I'm a little worried. My concerns, opposite of yours, are defensive line. And then you start to say, are you going to lead the country and drop balls again?
No.
Are you going to lead the country and drop balls?
Did you get the transfer portal right?
We're going to find out. That's because we could say these guys are great coming in. There's a lot of hype surrounding all these cats in the portal.
Well, again, I got so sick and tired of that wide receiver core. And the quarterfinal game was just frustrating as hell.
Yep.
Because you got the fourth string wide receiver making the best play of the game. You know? But, again, nowadays, Colby, a young Noah Thomas, these are the guys we talked about. Zachariah Branch, these are the dudes that should be the man. And then the run game, you know, you feel good. Again, are we making too much about the fumbles with Nate Frazier? Has he fixed that? Is this like the program? Was he carrying the rock all offseason under his arm?
Well, look, he's got to be better in you know, holding on to the ball. But I just think, like, this is fundamental stuff that Kirby likes and believes that his program is built on. Great defensive line play, good offensive line play. All the other stuff comes together, but that is my concern. Like, we can talk about all this other stuff. That's where I'm at right now.
Hey, by the way, spread some time over to the flats. We talked the other day, earlier in the week, about losing Jay Batt, which I hate for Georgia Tech because I think it's very hard to find a guy who gets the culture, gets everybody on a very sometimes fractured fan base on the same page and generates a ton of revenue, makes some good hires. Obviously, we want to see Stoudemire pay off with basketball. I give him a little bit of a pass crawl with the injuries, but we love Brent Key, but now they've got an interim AD in place.
Yeah, his name is John Palumbo, and he's going to serve as the day-to-day administrator, the liaison for the football program, which, look, I don't know if he's going to be the guy. I'm sure they are searching far and wide, but he's going to get a chance at least to show that he can run things as of now. Also, we got to mention they have a new baseball coach, Mike. James Ramsey becomes the new head baseball coach at Georgia Tech. And, you know, we said this.
Coach Hall is such a good guy.
Unbelievable career. I mean, unbelievable. So
kind of like, you know, Coach Martin down in Florida State. Yep. Unfortunately, never got the College World Series, but put so many guys in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. So congratulations to James Ramsey. And we'll see where Georgia Tech goes. It is a big hire, guys. We've said this. Hire the wrong AD and set your program back. Your football coach better get along with him, and certainly your basketball coach, because if not, then you're hiring two new guys in 2 years. And guess what? You're back to where you started.
I'm with you. Hey, by the way, Rusty Manziel. Listening, watching, but not judging. He was listening to the show. Right? He said to Carl and Mike, Chris Cole is one bad five-star LB that was locking up Texas as tight end in those two games against the Longhorns. He says Chris Cole is another one of those guys that the defense you and I were talking about in reaction to Greg McElroy praising the Dogs.
All right, good stuff. We are coming back, man. Guy Talk's on the way, but when we return, some of your comments had us kind of scratching our heads when it comes to our Braves. You guys hit us and said a bunch of things in regards to how you're feeling right now about this Braves team. We'll read some of this stuff to you next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bauer live at Twin Peaks. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain, Real Estate Guys. Hanging out. Come on through. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. And as I mentioned, Steve Coonan's out today. He'll be back next week. Mike's got some guy talk for you coming up in about 15 minutes. Lots of our friends and really our family hanging out here because guys come in and we are familiar with them and they are familiar with us. And I love it when our listeners just kind of conjugate together, Mike, and start talking about different things. And then all of a sudden you've got a crazy conversation going on. One of our listeners came in today and he literally said he lost his ID, his you know, his driver's license.
Right.
So he had to go get a temporary, and then he said, you know, I lost my passport, so I had to take my birth certificate down, and we're about to go out of the country. It's summertime. We're traveling. So he's had a rough day. So
yeah, I said, expediting that passport is a misery
right
now.
So he said he had to come in and get a drink, and I understand.
And earlier, as Jerry, our buddy, a.k.a. Hasselhoff, if you've known us over the years, heard us talk about our crew and our friends, we just met. So we're watching obviously, a lot of sports on the TV, although this afternoon is kind of a slow day. There's two guys losing their minds watching the French Open. One guy is from Austria, from Vienna. The other is from Dusseldorf in Germany. And these guys are, I mean, they are locked on. Is this a semifinal or is this a quarterfinal? Semifinal, yeah. At Roland Garros.
Yeah.
And so we started chatting. So the guy goes, what do you know about Formula One? I go, I'm a huge fan. He goes, who's in first place? I go, Oscar Piastri. Oh, you're the only American who knows Formula One. And I said, no. I said, there's a bunch
That's
of us.
That's not true.
I go, there's a bunch of us over here. We love F1. And we started telling about, you know, I've been to every race in Europe. And we started chatting. And I said, yeah, Drive to Survive during COVID. We got a lot of people on board. But yes, we love it. We love F1 in America.
We do. And that's why we have three races now, right?
Right.
I mean, the Vegas
race. He goes,
race,
you know where Red Bull is from? I go, Austria. Yes, you know that. Yes. Yes, you know Austria. Yes.
The Vegas race, man, they have permanent structures they've built out there,
yes,
for the next decade.
Yes.
Which were not there 2-3 years ago that they're like, yeah, it's coming here and we'll be here. Texas, obviously, and then the Miami race.
Right.
No, look, it's great. And so to you guys, thank you guys for being out here, hanging out at Twin Peaks.
Danke.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
But now I understand. Now, let me tell you a backstory on this. Let me tell you, what's this gentleman's name? Do we know his name right here?
His name is Fritz.
Fritz?
No, I don't know. I said it's just a, it was a guess.
What's your name?
It is Fritz.
Is it Fritz? All right.
Oh, there you go. That was a stat. So that's like saying the guy's name is John.
All right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Very stereotypical. So we came in the day and we started the show, and this gentleman was sitting here and he's having friends and he's eating. And now this is funny to me because the backstory was, he immediately turns around and he had that look on his face.
As soon as we said, "Hey, man,
who are these guys and why the hell are they talking in my ear? I'm trying to watch this." So I'm watching him interact with some of the management here.
Right.
And he is literally like, and I'm reading lips because I can. And he says, "Can they turn the volume down while they're doing this show?" And he's pointing at the speaker. And this is before the show. Like, we just started the show. And now it adds up. So literally management comes over and they go, "No, so this is a pretty big deal." And the answer is no. So he turns around, he stuffs his face with this sandwich. Franz, what's his name?
Fritz.
And Fritz then is literally turning around every other break, wondering if we're going to turn the speaker down, and we're not. And now I understand why, because he's watching.
They're watching the Open. They play tennis in the dirt over there. It's on clay at Roland Garros. And Joker, we watched Joker because if you're not, you know, Nicholas Djokovic, he has been struggling, Carl, with some thigh issues.
Yeah.
And so every time there's an extended break, he's got like a team of masseurs. It's like a Formula One pit stop. It's like Gulliver's Travels. He's got like 10 guys working on him every time there's a break in the action.
But I do want to tell him something. There's 800 TVs in here. The volume was not on the French Open, okay? So you were just going to watch it anyway, yes, whether we were broadcasting here or not. It makes total sense.
But now we've made friends. We've made friends with people from Germany and from Austria.
Yeah, this guy kept looking at me like I owed him money. I'm like, what is the problem? He thought that we were interrupting his French Open. All right.
I must watch my Joker, tennis.
I'm glad.
That's right.
There he is.
Match point. He goes, "Match point, Schweinhund. Shut up. Shut up, you stupid American. Try to watch my tennis." Yes.
All right, man. Hey, I want to read a couple of these for you. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. We'll get to the Falcon Report as well. And more on our Braves coming up. Our own Grant McCauley talking about whether or not he thinks Brian Snicker will be fired. If things continue to go south, guys, I'm just telling you, I don't take anything off the table. Mike says no way in hell, and I'm going to tell you, if we lose two more series and we get swept, you're going to tell me that it's no way in hell?
Alex, I don't buy that. Let's fast forward. Here's a press conference next homestand. Alex steps up to the mic. We're very excited to announce that Brian Snicker, who's been a legacy here in Atlanta for so many years and his time in the organization, he was going to transition to an emeritus post here in the organization as a consultant.
Is that forever?
But this will be his last season as manager of the Braves. We thank him for his tremendous efforts, and we hope that we can rally behind the skipper. That's it. It's so corporate.
Mike,
it's so buttoned down. It's exactly what they're going to do.
Mike, that's being fired.
They're not going to fire him.
Is that not being fired?
No, because his contract contract.
That's like our boss is coming on and going, "We appreciate Dukes and Bell. They've been a tremendous success here. But guess what?
We've got
other people that are going to take over. And we want them to always be a part of the company."
That's BS.
You're being fired.
No, you and I never work without a contract for the final year.
He's under contract.
Until this year. That's it. They're not going to renew his contract. He's not getting fired. They're just not bringing him back. And they'll do it in a nice, friendly way.
If that happens, that is somebody being fired.
No.
Phil Jackson, they did this. They did the same thing to Phil Jackson in L.A. When Phil was, like, getting ready to quit, right? And they had all that strife, and Jeannie Buss was running the organization. I'm going back. Kobe Shaq.
He's already a lame duck.
Well, here's the deal. But they said the same thing. "We love Phil Jackson. We thank him for all his efforts. He will always be a part of the Laker organization." You're being fired.
Well, he's just got a contract that's up. So technically you're not getting fired when your contract's up. He's already a lame duck, which might be why the players are like, "I've tuned Snicker out. He's not even going to be here next year." And they'll make it official, I think, in the next few weeks.
Let's hear a couple of these. I want to read one to you. This is from Gary. "Anyone consider the team chemistry before or after Ronald Acuna Jr. came back?" This is a post that he sent us in regards to what Mike and I were saying yesterday about how upset we were and where this team is and why we are here. He goes on to say 48% win percentage before Acuna, 27% this season. In 2021, 49% winning percentage before the injury, 60%, and a World Series ring without him. He's not a team guy. He's not a leader. This is Gary. Mike, what's wrong with this post?
Well, I don't understand the pushback when it comes to when it comes to our best player. I mean, this guy's an MVP. This is a guy that I think most people would rally behind. And look, my only beef with Ronald is he's playing too much baseball. I said to Carl earlier on the show, if I was Braves management, I would have said a couple years ago, hey, no more Winter League baseball. We need you fresh for us. I know you want to rep Venezuela, Curacao. No. Can't be doing that. But this guy, yeah, is he your style of player? You know, what do you want, a guy to score a touchdown in the NFL, act like you've been there before, place the ball on the ground or hand it to the ref? Different strokes for different folks. I think we've seen how the sport has evolved. Baseball, for many of the millennials, is boring, and there's a little more swag, and they're allowing a little more juice, which in turn is starting to grow some of the ratings. So, but again, there's just good old-fashioned pushback on players who don't look like you, and I think that's the problem. And I think that's been a problem with a couple of guys here. You know, and I don't understand it because, I mean.
Oh, I understand it.
I mean, I do. I mean, I know where it's coming. I would think in 2025 that's, you know, eventually burning out, but it's not.
It's not. I will also say Ronald's not the issue. Like, the simple answer here for me is just Ronald is not your fundamental problem. If you want more leadership from him, you want more leadership from? Matt Olson.
Right.
You know who I want more leadership from? Riley. You know who I want more leadership from? Albies. These are the guys, these are the foundational pieces
yes.
that have been here and that should be producing in a way that they have a voice. And so Ronald's no different, but if you're going to criticize him there, that's great. But this idea like winning percentage before and after, I just thought, Gary, it was a stretch. Mike made a great point about the World Series, MVP season. We don't do jack without what Ronald Acuña did to produce the way he did. And so I just feel like that's a stretch. By the way, speaking of other posts guys sent us, we are live at Twin Peaks. This is one from Michael who said, Mike, in regards to Snit, talking about it's time to move Snit into an advisory role.
Right.
That's kind of what you're mentioning and talking about, how they'll do it in a nice way. But he's saying he's not sold that Snit is the guy to get us to another World Series and win one with the way things are going right now.
Right. Look, you need more pitching. You need more star power. You know, we were talking yesterday about, you know, the NBA argument. Auf Wiedersehen to our friends from Austria and Germany. And by the way, got some good notes on a trip to Berlin. But, you know, this goes back to do you give your manager enough tools to win? And that gets us to people getting on Alex's case. And I say it's above Alex's pay grade. There's, guys, the Braves have spun off, the Liberty Media folks, Carl, spun off the Braves, and the biggest shareholders are the same guys who run Liberty Media.
That's true.
Maffey and all these guys, I got like 5 shares of Braves stock, okay, back in the day because I want to be a part of it as a fan. But those guys still, so Liberty Media, in effect, still runs the Braves as far as how the dollars and cents are spent. And when you hear the fans talk about, oh, we bought real estate on the other side of 75, and yet you can't come up with enough money for frontline starting pitching. You're going to wait for the market to settle on Jurickson and Profar, which turned out obviously to be a bust. I mean, there's certain things that Alex can't control, let alone Snit. Snit can only work with a hand he's been dealt. And he's been dealt with a lot of some crappy cards the last couple of years.
Next time we have Alex on, I want you to ask him that question because I'm curious to know what he'll say. I want you to ask him who is running the finances.
Right.
Do the Braves get to spend whatever they want when it comes to the battery and the profits they make, or is that controlled by Liberty Media? I want you to ask Alex that question because I'm curious to know what he's going to say about that.
Right.
I do not know. I know you've said this for many years. Nothing's really changed. What you're saying that they changed the structure, but nothing's really changed. Right. All right. What do we got coming up at Guy Talk?
Hey, man, just talking about Liberty Media, there are worse owners in baseball. As a matter of fact, one of the worst teams in baseball with one of the worst owners tried to get a fan basically thrown out of a game because he was within eyeshot of a camera crew doing pregame with a message on his T-shirt about ownership.
Oh.
Stay tuned for that. Also coming up, you thought 50 Cent threw out the worst first pitch in the history of Major League Baseball.
It was bad.
What if I told you an NFL Pro Bowler has done worse than 50 Cent? Coming up next in Guy Talk Live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead where the Germans have left the building.
Danke schön.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, boy, on a Friday here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. My old boss of Cartoon Network's here. Hasselhoff's here. We got Tinker. We got our usual crew. Germans have just left, by the way. Keeping the international flavor, Carl. A couple we met down in Miami at the Grand Prix. How's this for French? Alain and Genevieve are listening to us down in Miami right now online.
Wow. Okay.
They're sitting on the beach, maybe like Hans Gruber, earning 20%. But they're listening on the Odyssey app. And they thought the German interplay was quite entertaining.
Thank you. And thank you guys for listening.
Merci beaucoup. Exactly.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, you know, because we don't carry – nobody carries business – well, people still do carry business
some
cards.
Some do. But, some do.
Yeah, you know, we had these guys. We met them in the champagne tent down at F1.
Okay, guys, time out. Stop there. Day-Day, come on. Did you just hear what he said? Did you hear that, Jerry? He said that so casually. We were in Miami and we met him in the champagne tent.
Well, I mean – there was a space at the table. I said, mind if I join you? They said they were very nice. And, you know, it's just what we do, Carl.
I know it is.
I mean, by the way, Piper Heitzig champagne. I mean, that's the difference between F1 and Talladega. You're not going to be walking around with magnums of that and rosé.
That's true.
In
that's
the infield. Now, granted, you know, you may have someone give you a free Natty Light at Talladega. It's a different animal. But anyway, thanks to those guys. And that's without VIP, by the way. That's just regular stuff they offer at the race
course. The champagne tent?
There's a champagne. You walk in. Now, you can have a glass.
The champagne tent?
You can have a glass. You can buy a bottle.
I love it.
Or you can just watch.
I love how you just nonchalantly, just casually just said it. We were walking around, and, honey, look, it's the champagne tent.
It did happen. I can't lie to you.
Oh, look, these beautiful French people are in here. Let's go visit with them.
who apparently have stayed in America for 2 months. But check their exit visa.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, on that note.
Mike, they're loaded.
Hey, man, couple of things from the world of sports here at Guy Talk. We all realize the A's owner is pretty awful. Even though he's not the same cheap owner as the owner in Moneyball, another cheap owner is the owner who's done everything in his power to blow this deal to get basically everything for free in Las Vegas.
Yep.
The city, the county, the state. Almost everybody's bending over backwards to get the A's to Las Vegas. And even then, as you and I know from talking to friends in Vegas, still finding a way to screw this up. So could you imagine doing a couple of seasons in your AAA affiliate? Like, imagine the Braves playing in Gwinnett. Nothing against Cool Ray Field. It's a beautiful facility. But you can't get 40,000 people in there. The A's are playing in Sacramento. You realize this. Their
That's
home game's
terrible.
Yes, they're at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento.
Wow.
Their AAA affiliate. So it's the pregame show for the, I guess, NBC Sports California. There's a guy with a mustache. Looks like a bit of a hipster.
Okay.
Doesn't make him a bad person. He's got an A's colored shirt, green, white, and yellow, and the letters S-E-L-L. Sell. In other words, a message to the owner, I'm begging you, sell the team.
He's right.
So during the NBC Sports California pregame show, this guy is there for the first two segments of the show that apparently somebody with the A's said, is there any way we could get the guy with the sell shirt perfectly positioned between the two co-hosts? You know, like when you see Peter Moylan, you know, or you know any of the Braves hosts right out there at the Battery. A few moments later, take a commercial break. When they come back, the fan is swarmed by stadium security.
They took him out?
All wearing red shirts that say, security. So now you can't see the guy would sell. Even after the significant response, the guy eventually got on Twitter. They said, they let me stay, had a great chat, disagree on the future of the franchise. But they did not kick him out. Owner John Fisher, long been the subject of criticism for just how cheap the A's are. In April of 2023, some fans found out their signs were edited out of MLB.com's replay of their former first baseman, Ryan Nota's two-run homer. So in other words, there's signs that they digitized out on a replay that showed on their website.
That's weak sauce, man. I mean, it really is.
And he is a terrible owner, and fans deserve better in Oakland and certainly now soon to be in Las Vegas.
Well, Mike, everybody and their mom knows this is the situation.
Right.
I mean, like, and now you're dictating. What is this guy, like, trying to run the A's like James Dolan, kicking people out of the garden?
But that's the thing. I mean, here's a fan who really obviously cares about his team. If he is from the Bay Area, he took the time to schlep out an hour and a half out to Sacramento to watch some bad baseball. I mean, baseball is not that bad. They're scuffling. Hey, man. We all know that 50 Cent, if you ever seen the video, if you're younger, you never saw it, the worst ever first pitch in a baseball game, Citi Field, it was about 10 years ago, Day-Day, 50 Cent throws that first pitch out, and he literally just uncorks it.
It goes
about 20 feet in the ground.
It was ugly, yeah.
So listen to this. A worst first pitch exists. It occurred in St. Louis at the Cardinals game. It is a guy who's got a really successful podcast going on right now. You know, the Bussin' Boy, you know, the Bussin' podcast with Taylor Lewin, former first-round pick of the Titans out of Michigan. He literally throws this ball 30 feet left of home plate.
Terrible.
He nearly took out one of the mascots as a PR people.
He almost killed somebody.
If you don't believe me, it's out there now. Taylor Lewin wearing a 77 jersey at Busch Stadium, and he does the full windup. He's a lefty, and he absolutely gacks it. And then Taylor Lewin goes on social media and goes, this is the worst day of my athletic career. And that includes the Chandler Jones game. They gave up like four sacks.
That's really funny.
So, yeah, Bussin' with the Boys, really great podcast. Always get big names. But I can't believe a professional athlete would do that.
Dude, everybody can't throw a baseball, hit a baseball, kick a soccer ball. It's a different skill set. And when you start talking about these big linemen and you go, man, they're so athletic, there's certain things they just can't do well. And this is a prime example. And Taylor Lewin is a big dude.
Right.
He is a big guy.
No excuse, Taylor. I expected more from a varsity letterman. All right, a couple of things while you're on social media. We've all seen the end of the Pacers-Oklahoma City Thunder game last night as we see the practically buzzer beater with 3/10 left from Tyrese Halliburton. Not his strong suit, man. That was a mid-range jumper.
That's
inside
right.
The three-point arc. Well, we've all seen it from courtside from ESPN ABC. The best angle, I just retweeted it, it's from the Indiana Pacers, who were allotted about four rows of seats for their company, their employees, people in the front office in the upper deck at the Oklahoma City Thunder game. So from their angle, they go bananas and people are turning in. Like, obviously, Oklahoma City fans are disconsolate.
Yes.
Pacer fans going bananas in about four rows in the upper level.
So those were the seats they gave them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, look, it is rare, like I said, that you get a game like that on the road and you get a chance to cheer your heart out when your team has just won and a buzzer beater. I'm like, I would have been losing our minds.
Right.
I just hope they made it out of there safe.
Honestly, I think they're okay in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City
is nice.
They're
nice people.
No,
nice
it's
people.
Nice. It's a nice crowd.
Right.
They literally, the Oklahoma City folks will be like, we'll see in game two.
Right.
They're not trying to beat your face in like they do in Philly.
That crowd reaction shot was just amazing. People just like, oh, that hurts. Much like the Knicks fans felt in game one. And we all know how that one turned out. Carl,
yeah.
You're going OKC in six?
I had them in six. After last night.
Seven now.
I think it goes seven. But I still think OKC wins this series.
Right. I saw some snarky guys going, yeah, just like the Sixers and the Lakers with Iverson. Win one game. Big whoop. Well, you just stole home court advantage.
Yeah, you did.
So, come on. Slow your roll. Don't be so negative. Don't be those guys. By the way, another thing that drives me crazy about the NBA.
What's that?
You and I have talked about this.
What's that?
Look, you don't have to wear a suit. We all know the guys wore Armani back in the day. Jordan set the tone. But when you see some of these guys wearing these goofy outfits that they saw, I guess, in Men's Vogue or GQ, just because you saw it doesn't mean you've got to try to wear it. Example, case in point, and I responded to this, a guy on Twitter who doesn't follow me, it was streaming. He says, pull your damn pants up, bro. You went to a private school your whole life. Talking to Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
Because Holmgren comes in looking like a complete... Rhymes with D, ends with bag. So I wrote, yeah, he looks like he appeared, by the way, in the game. Dress like you play. Dress like a pro, play like a pro. Dress like a schmo, play like a schmo. Because he was missing in action, and he came in literally looking like Chris Cross with his pants on backwards.
I do.
And Day-Day approves of this message.
No, I do think, Mike, there is something that, look, we went from, and part of this is, let's be honest, the NBA wigged out during the Iverson era about right. dress code because they thought it was going too far one way. And so then we had a dress code, and then everybody realized it really has nothing to do with anything.
Iverson and his generation dressed like men.
That's our generation. But that's our generation. I mean, Mike, we still had – you had people who were tripping out over braids at that time. So we forget. Like, the NBA had an adjustment period. So what has happened now is the NBA has allowed all of this to basically come back. You see, guys, it bugs you, it bugs me. Coaches, wear a suit on the sideline. Right. You're the professional head coach of a franchise that's worth billions of dollars,
right?
That's not the case. Sometimes these guys have sweatsuits on and, you know, little pullovers. And the players, we act like these guys are making $30, $40, $50 million a year. The average guys. I'm not even talking about the superstars.
Right. The 10th guy on the bench is making $12 million.
So act like it. Like it bugs me too. But, Mike, maybe that's just that's a generational thing. Because I don't know, man. The thing that bugs me is, like, you see him walk in and, like, he's coming into the arena. And he's got the suit top on, right? You're like, oh, that's tight.
Right.
And then they pan down. He's got the shorts on.
Or he's wearing a miniskirt. Or a sarap.
And I'm like, who's wearing this?
I mean, like I said, Russell Westbrook, Harden, come on, guys. It's like we see these fashion shows. Like, you see, who was it? It was Joe Burrow.
Zoolander?
Joe Burrow wearing the backless suit in Paris. It's like, dude, come on, man. We grew up with Michael Jordan. You guys are dressing like clowns. Buck it up. Come on. I'd be happy you're wearing jeans and a T-shirt.
I'd agree.
I mean, to be dressing literally like Zoolander, all that Hansel is so hot right now. Come on, man. Hey, man, one last nugget for you. Falcons fans, if you're thinking of making the trip to Berlin for the Colts game in November, November 9th, Falcons released information.
There will be a champagne tent.
Yesterday. All right. I could have gone to the brisket tent. I went to the champagne tent.
Look at Tinker. Tinker says your pinky was up, bro. Tinker says you were out there. Right. You were in the champagne tent like this. Another one, please.
All right. First off, for the record, okay, it was Piper Heidsen, Carl, okay? It was a middle-tier champagne.
Now we're going to judge the level of champagne.
If I ordered a magnum of that, which was then poured into a plastic it was a very nice carafe. It was about $160, you know.
Still, you see these guys come in right here?
You guys win? You guys are winning? Oh, one guy's shaking his head, one guy's nodding. The Expos are coming. Tinker, find out where they're from. Give us an intel report.
Yeah.
Find out where these kids are from, man. Let's go. Get some intel on this. But anyway, if you're looking to go to Berlin, the Falcons have offered some package deals, some which include simply tickets, others tickets hotel, and others tickets hotel and airfare. So go to falcons.com. You can click on it. If you're if you're looking to have those guys do all the work for you, they got a crew.
All right.
That'll do it. I did some shopping today. I did get my season. I got my tickets, I should say. I got season tickets, but I got my tickets for the game in Berlin. So I could tell you this. There are some cheaper ways to do it through European websites, and some guys aren't comfortable with that. I know I got burned going to the Italian Grand Prix on that.
Yeah, you told that.
So there is some risk involved, but you can find a little bit cheaper for the tickets themselves, but the package is a pretty good deal.
Okay. Look.
Get all the details at Falcons.com. Hey, one last nugget. I meant to mention this earlier in the show. Hats off and prayers up for Ric Flair. He just announced on social media he's got a second bout of skin cancer.
Okay.
The Nature Boy is dealing with. So, again, we all love Ric Flair. Remember when he called in for our 5th anniversary, amongst others. But anyway, prayers up for Rick, who's battling skin cancer, and hope Nature Boy gets through it this time.
You did hear Mike correctly. Ric Flair did call in to our 5th anniversary show.
Thanks to Brad Nessler.
And him and Ness were together, and Ness goes, "Hold on, fellas, I got somebody that wants to talk to you." And he gets on the phone.
And we're like, who is this?
Who is this?
And then we couldn't hear. They're playing the 2001 intro music, and we're like, holy crap, it's Ric Flair.
Yeah, and so we love Flair, and we love him.
Tinker, right. Where are these guys from?
All right, we're going to come back. We'll find out where this team just walked in here to Twin Peaks Buckhead. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate Guys. Coming up, Falcon Reports on the way, Braves on the West Coast. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.